message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Breakthrough encounter. And I know that this morning, God is going to bless somebody in a different way this morning in Jesus' name. I might not be smiling very much this morning. Pardon me, because this morning is a morning of warfare. This morning is not a morning of jokes or of playing. 4 months left in the year, and there must be a change of story for somebody here this morning. If you are that person, come on, shout a big amen.
Amen.
The theme this month is fire for fire. Fire for fire. Life is a battle. And the only language the enemy understands is the language of fire, violence. There is no other language that you can use to speak to the devil. He is not a gentleman. He will not release your portion until there is fire. The enemy does not rest. His wish is that you should start the year and end the year the same way you started it. But for somebody here this morning, that will never be your story. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 5, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 5 says, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. So every battle, say for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Every one of us here, we are warriors. And we must know that until there's a shaking in the camp of the enemy, they will not let us go. And the garment rolled in blood, filled with burning and fuel of fire. So, as a warrior, you must realize that you must be ready to fight, and your capital weapon is fire. Come on, somebody shout fire.
Fire.
Let me hear you shout fire. The violence we are talking about is a violence by fire. And the weapon is a weapon of fire. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 20, our God is a consuming fire. The God that created you and I said his own name is fire. Say, my name is fire. So you must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that without fire, there will be no submission. The devil will not submit. Bible says, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Until the enemy sees fire, he will not submit. And I'm very bitter against the devil this morning, because I know these 4 months, whatever is your portion, anywhere it is hidden, it must come out by force, by fire.
Amen.
It must come out by force and by fire. Very quickly this morning, some uses of fire for a Christian. What? Why do I need to carry this fire? Why is fire so important? Number one, fire is an instrument of vengeance. Somebody say vengeance. In Genesis 19 verse 24, God walked into Sodom and Gomorrah and rained brimstone and fire on them. And the Lord rained, can we read it together on the screen? One, two, go, everybody. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord. God himself opened heaven. He did not send rain, he sent fire to consume his enemies, to destabilize his enemies. Friends, it doesn't matter who your enemy is. Heavens will open today and fire will drop and consume them. Fire is for vengeance. Fire is to destroy the wicked. In Leviticus 10, verse 1 and 2, Nadab and Abihu, they raised strange fire before the Lord. And the Lord sent fire now to consume them. In verse 2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense therein, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. I don't know who is offering strange fire concerning you. Today God will send strange fire to consume them. And there went out fire out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. God is a good God, but he can also be very wicked if you try him. And one of the ways people can try God is to be after your life, is to be after your destiny. Friends, anybody after you today, fire will come from heaven to consume them.
Amen.
I say fire will come from heaven to consume them.
Amen.
Number two, what is fire responsible for? Fire is used to move a child of God to another phase or level of his life. Maybe you are in a better phase of your life presently. It is fire that moves you to another level. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 2, Moses was into cattle rearing. He was a nobody. And suddenly fire appeared. Fire appeared. Say, you enough of your gathering cattle. I want to make you the greatest pastor. I want to change your life. I want to make you a renowned man, greater than presidents and governors. I want to change story. Fire is what is used to move people forward. Fire is what is used to push people to another level of their life. Until there is fire, you remain at the same place. How many of us have seen a car before whose engine is not starting? It stays at the same spot. A car whose engine has not kicked, there is no fire, it can't fire. It cannot fire. It's good. It might be looking very wonderful. It might be a Rolls Royce. But if it cannot fire, it can go. No matter how beautiful an aeroplane is, if it cannot fire, it can fly. No matter how beautiful a ship is, if it cannot fire, it can't go on the sea. Fire is used to move a man to another level. It is used to forcefully shift your level. Friends, you have stayed on this level for long enough a time. Today is the day that God will move you forward by fire.
Amen.
I said today, God will move you forward by fire.
Amen.
God will move you forward by fire.
Amen.
In Psalm 104 verse 4, it says, he makes his ministers a flame of fire. So when he wants to move a minister forward, he gives him fire. He gives her fire. He moves the ministry forward. New fire is coming for somebody here today.
Amen.
Number three, what can you use this fire for? Fire is used for direction. Until you assess fire, you can't be directed. In Exodus 13 verse 21 to 22, the Lord used fire to direct the children of Israel. He directed their steps through fire. He gave them a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire. He ensured that fire was available to direct their steps. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back, and a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. Verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters was like a wall upon them on the right hand and on the left hand. That's not, I said 13th, this 14. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 13 verse 21 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of what?
Fire.
Pillar of fire to lead them, to give them light to go by the day and the night. He gave them fire. One of the use of fire is for direction. Once a man has no fire, there's no direction. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. A life without fire is a life without direction. There is no way to go. There is no direction. But today, God is going to embed you with new fire for direction. Number four, what is the use of this fire? It is an instrument of protection and defense. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, 2 Kings 6 verse 7, 6, 2 Kings 6 verse 17, particularly in that chapter, some guys came against Elisha. The Syrians came against him. And the Bible says that God opened the servant of Elijah was very scared. He said, my father, look at the number of people that are here to attack us. I said, relax. Fire is here. Say, God, open the eyes of this boy. Let him know who is protecting us. And the Bible says, and Elijah prayed and said unto the Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Fire is used for protection. If there is an invisible fire around you, devil can't touch you. You are traveling, you are going and coming back in peace. You are moving and you are coming safely. There's no issue of maybe you are going and then there's maybe you will not come back. Because the fire is round about you and protecting your children. I don't know wherever your children are. I don't know wherever your loved ones are. I declare that the fire of God protect them from now on in the name of Jesus. You will not hear bad news from any quarters. Let me hear your loudest amen. People normally say Ember Month, things happen, people are looking for people's blood for sacrifice, people want to renew covenant. For you and me and every member of this church, our blood will never be used for a sacrifice. I say our blood will never be used for a sacrifice. You cannot be wasted. I say you cannot be wasted. And you will never be wasted. Your family will never be wasted. Your family will never be wasted. In Yoruba, they say, Olorun wa ma po alo ati abo. That is, God will guide your going out and your coming in. You are going out, he's protecting you. You are coming back, he's protecting you. Amen. That is, armed robbers can never be at your gate waiting for you when you are coming back. I can hear your loudest amen. Amen. If they rob all the houses around you, in your house, they will never enter the place. Amen. I can hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. So, fire is an instrument of defense. Anywhere there is fire, there is protection. In Numbers, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27, Ephesians 4 verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Have enough fire around you so that the devil doesn't consume you. Never give place to the devil. Fire, amongst other things, is used for protection and defense. Number 5, what is the use of this fire? Rekindling spiritual fire and vibrancy. You need this fire so that you can be spiritually vibrant. Leviticus 6 verse 13. The fire shall not go out of the altar. It shall keep burning day and night. Any man or woman who has fire is a spiritually vibrant person. Is a spiritually vibrant individual. Spiritually alert. Spiritually vibrant. Full of fire. So the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar and it shall never go. That is, the fire on your personal life must never go out. That's what God is saying. So that when the devil comes with fire, you contend with him with higher fire. Somebody's here today. The fire, the small witches and wizards that are contending with you, today the Lord will bury them by fire. I say today the Lord will bury them by fire. Every enemy of your life will only submit to the extent of the fire upon you. So if you have no fire, you are placing your life at risk. That's why you need this fire. If you are not on fire, you are placing yourself at risk. But because you are here in this service today, the Almighty God will help you to escape every of the attacks in the name of Jesus. Number 6, use of this fire is that it brings out hidden talents and virtues and treasures. When you see any raw food, it looks raw. That's why they call it raw. How many of us here enjoy eating raw beans? We just buy beans in the market and you start throwing it in your mouth. The Congo. You bring the Congo and you start throwing. How many of us, that's what you love most? No. You won't like it. But when it goes through fire, you put it in a pot, put some water there, you put good hot fire under it, then the juice inside, the lovely things inside begins to come out. And before you know it, you season with some little things here and there, and then it comes out very spicy. Someone says spicy. That's what fire does. When fire enters your life, the hidden talent, you didn't know you can sing before, you begin to sing. You didn't know before that you can direct a business, the virtue comes out. You didn't know before that you can pastor a church, all of a sudden the grace comes forward. You didn't know before that you can become a better husband, a better wife, the grace comes forward. You didn't know before that you can serve God very well, the grace to serve God comes forth. You didn't know before that you can become an international businessman with business in more than 6, 7, 8 countries running at the same time, the grace comes forward. And somebody here today, new grace will come forward for you. I say new grace will come forward for you. It is when this fire comes that you do what others cannot do. You are like everybody until you catch fire. You are like your brother. You are like your cousins. You are like everybody until fire descends on you. When the fire comes, it sets you apart. Raw beans and beans that have been cooked are not the same. They are not the same. Raw rice and cooked rice are not the same. When fire passes through them, the ingenuity in them comes forth. Somebody is here today, your hidden talents will come out today. Amen. Things you never thought you can do, today you will begin to do them. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. You know, amen shows that you believe it. Amen is, your loud amen is one of the signs of your fire. If I were sitting on the other side, you were preaching here, and I'm hearing this kind of message, my response won't be like this. If somebody was preaching and I was seated and I'm listening to this kind of message, my amen will be different from this one. Come on, shout a big amen. Amen. Come on, shout a fireful amen. Amen. Until this fire comes, there is no way out. When do you know you need to pray the prayers of violent fire? We'll take that very quickly and then we'll go into prayers. Number one, when the battle against you is very, very hot and persistent. When do you pray prayers with fire? Pastor, I want to know, when do I need to pray prayer and use the instrument of fire? When battles against you are very hot, very sizzling, and very persistent, you need to pray prayer of fire. Number two, when do you need to pray the prayer of fire? When the enemy is determined to eliminate you. Somebody say, I will kill you by force, by fire, and then you keep quiet. And then you are playing the fool. You need to pray the prayer using the instrument of fire when the enemy says, I will eliminate you. He said, over my dead body, you will not get married. Over my dead body, you will not do it. You need the prayer of fire. Over my dead body, your children cannot be better than my children. Were they born on the same day? Are they bearing the same name? Why will you say your own children, we have to be greater than you have to work on them and invest into them and allow them to also come up. Number three, when do you pray using instrument of fire? When the battle against you, your family and your business is recurrent. It's almost every time there's a recurrent problem. That problem needs to be baptized by fire. Every month, recurrent problem. Every month when you want to have your menstrual cycle is a problem to you. You dread that week. That week is like being on earth yet in hell. That's a recurrent problem. The problem needs fire. When all your children, when they graduate, they all have to wait for many years before they get a job. They almost have white hair before they have good jobs and all that. That problem is recurring and it needs fire. When every time you want to pay your rent, to pay is a challenge. Every time you want to pay your... You can never remember the last time you want to pay rent and you paid with ease. You need fire so that it can drive you out of that rented apartment to your own building. Somebody is here. By December 31st this year, you are in your personal house. You are doing Happy New Year in your personal building. I send the fire of God to destroy every limitations. Let me hear your loudest amen. Between now and December 31st, there will be multiple dedication of houses here. I said there will be multiple dedication of buildings here. We have been dedicating babies, dedicating cars, dedicating all sorts of things, businesses and all that. Last week Sunday, we still did some of that. But from now on, in addition, we'll be dedicating multiple houses. You will build your personal house and you build others for rent. And then when you are coming, people will say, landlord, don't boy. Landlord. You know, when you are young and you become a landlord early, people will still call you Baba Landlord. Say, Baba Landlord. Because though you are young, but your result is more than your age. Come on, let me hear your big amen. Amen. If you can receive it between now and December this year, God will change your address. Between now and Christmas this year, God will change your address. Let me hear your address. Amen. Please sit down. What are the requirements for this fire? Number one, have stubborn faith. Many of us, we are too illogical like. Our behavior is not violent. You are too tege. That's why the devil wants to sit down on your head. That's why the devil wants to sit down on your head. Violent faith is what brings violent change. Until you are violent, you can't pray with fire. Number two requirement for this fire is fire on your own personal altar. You yourself must carry fire in your closet. Somebody say closet. There's a place called closet where only you and God are. Your pastor is not there. Your cell leader is not there. The ministers are not there. Only you are there. That is where the fire must first start from. You are fanning the fire in your personal closet. Rekatukutwa, Jakakata, Ilakwata, Zezua Baradush, Lekutakata, Lekwata Garadash, Raketa. That is, you are fanning the fire in your closet. Then you begin to enjoy it. Number three requirement for this fire is to be a person that has no mercy on failure or the devil. Don't have mercy on the devil or failure. Don't be a man that has mercy on failure. You are not doing well and you are quiet in prayer. Can you see that you have so much patience. So you have so much patience for the devil to masquerade you like this. Somebody say enough is enough. Let me hear you say enough is enough. Let me hear you say enough is enough. You know, when soldiers want to go for battle, there's a commander. And the commander will tell them, now we are going for this battle. Strengthen your heart. If you are a feeble person, you can't go with that battle, to that battle with them. I'm the commander here this morning. And I'm telling you, we are entering a battle. And you are the one that will go in and come out successfully. Amen. You will not be a casualty in this battle. Amen. You will not be a victim in this battle. Amen. You will not be a victim in this battle. Amen. And number four requirement for this fire is that you must be born again. You must be born again. If you are not born again, that is, if Jesus comes now, you are not 100% certain that he will take you. then you are vulnerable to the fire. The devil can do anything with you. You are not in 100% tandem with God. You are not in cooperation with 100%. There are still some things you indulge in. There are still some things you want to settle. Or maybe you are a Christian, but you can't. There are some things that you need to settle with God that you know that God is not happy about. I want to pray with you this morning, because sin is the only thing that can destroy this fire. Sin is the only thing that can allow the devil to hinder you. If you are not born again, there is no way the devil will not deal with you, because you are his friend. I want to pray with you this morning, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to pray with fire this morning, but I want to settle some things with God. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. Pray with me this morning. I want to carry new fire. I want God to help me. I want to pray with you this morning. Raise up your right hand anywhere you are, and I will pray with you. You are saying to me this morning, Pastor, pray with me. I want my life to change. I want my... God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. Raise up your hand very well. You are saying to me, Pastor, I don't want to be the same again. I want to settle this thing with God. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Raise that hand up very well. If you don't raise your hand up, you can't come out of the pit. If somebody is inside a well and he wants to come and he says, stretch your hand, and then they can pull him out. God wants to pull you out of the pit this morning. You have to raise that. I will count to three. 1, 2, 3. And you join these wonderful people this morning, and your life will never be the same again. One. Something is telling you in your heart, you should join these people. But you are still considering it. You are looking at it. Should I not? Two. I have only one more count, and I will pray. One more count, and I will pray. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The third count is the count of grace, and I will pray. And this fire will come for you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Three. You have your card with you, or you are raising up your hand. Please be on your feet. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet anywhere you are. God bless you. God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God will prosper you. Because you are not ashamed of God, God is not ashamed of you. He's not ashamed of you. He's not ashamed of you. He wants to bless you. That's why he brought you here this morning. And your life will never be the same again. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Almighty God, I have come to you this morning. Please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. From this morning, afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. This morning, Almighty God, please write my name in the book of life. Help me, Lord, to do away from sin. Help me, Lord, to serve you till the end. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for these people.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.